The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Delighted that you are here. It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, October 10th. And I'm happy to take your conspiracy call, or even a non-conspiratorial call. That'd be fine. 770-563-3770-KMED. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. You know, one question that I wanted to pose to you, and this is, and by the way, I'm not a fan of this theory, but my email box is getting tweaked back and forth on this all the time. The statement is that the storms that have been afflicting North Carolina and Florida have been engineered by nefarious forces. Do you believe that? And if you, now I do not believe this because I can look at weather, and weather has been going on for a long, long time. If I understand correctly, if I recall my history, I think the United States' worst hurricane ever happened back in the late 1700s, if I recall correctly. I don't have that in front of me. And I remember it killed something like, you know, in the neighborhood of 22 to 23,000 people. And these sort of things have been happening for a long, long time out here. And, you know, you build your big population centers on coastal areas that have traditionally had lots of weather. And then when lots of weather kicks up, stuff happens. That's kind of where I am. And yet, I'm not even going to read all the emails that I've received about, oh, this is, well, the government's doing this. The government can do this. And I have no doubt that, yes, absolutely, governments have been working on weather modification for a long, long time. But all I'm saying, though, is that are you one of these people that thinks it can be that tightly targeted where the globalist sits at his weather computer, puts in a few keys, the harp radio waves start up, and then the weather goes just where they want it? And then there's a part of me that says, okay, if the weather can go just where they want it, why don't we get nice weather where they would like it too? That's all I'm going to say. Where is your evidence, or what is it that has brought you to this point? Because I mean, hey, I'm all for a good conspiracy theory. But it is even known right now that you cannot forecast. It's impossible for even some of the best weather forecasters to really know where we are going for much more than a few days or a few weeks at a time, even now, because the incredible amount of variables that are influencing the flow of wind and water and currents and all these other things, it's even the greatest supercomputers that we have right now are incapable of really grasping it all. Even right now with what we know. I mean, yeah, you always joke. Even look here in the Rogue Valley. You have people, you know, National Weather Service, lots of computers working this stuff, satellites everywhere. And this is still even a very difficult area to forecast. And so, okay, if it's so difficult to forecast, all right. So you're thinking that all you had to do is just hit a couple of buttons in a particular way, and you get the George Soros globalist weatherizer is going to take us in or out. So anyway, since it is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, I'll at least give you the opportunity, if you wanted to explain to me how do you think the weather actually works. And if you think that all we are is just, you know, victims of the George Soros weather computers everywhere, I'm just saying using George Soros, not because George Soros is probably involved in it, but you know, all I'm just saying is that if you think it's actually going on, tell me maybe some evidence for this. And the fact that they research it and that we've done cloud seeding and that, yeah, you know, everyone's been trying to control this weather wars for a long, long time. And of course, if we can do weather wars, other people can do weather wars, you know, against us, I suppose. But sometimes are we that far gone of a people that bad weather doesn't just happen? I'm just bringing it up. And I also can't help but notice that we've been taking a lot of geomagnetic storms and solar flares, you know, hitting our planet, because the sun has been getting very active as of late. The sun's been getting uppity. Okay, in fact, we have another geomagnetic storm that's about to hit the United States sometime this weekend, I believe. I had that story in my stack someplace, but anyway, it's coming. It's coming. And they're concerned once again. What do you think is done with atmospherics when those kind of storms end up hitting ionosphere, rather, and various other aspects of the atmosphere and affecting change within that? And by the way, wouldn't you think that could drive global temperature with incredible amounts of energy that are coming and hitting the planet? I'm just raising the issue that, you know, sometimes that we get so stuck in the conspiracy loop that nothing ever natural happens, that everything is absolutely everything is directed. And maybe it is. Maybe I'm the fool. And I'm willing to be, you know, made a fool of, I suppose, if that's the case. But my big deal is that there needs to be some pretty large evidence of stuff like that, not that bad things happen. That's kind of where I'm coming from. And I don't know if you have an opinion on this one way or the other. And listen, I'm all for a good conspiracy. Really, I am. There are enough good conspiracies that I can point at. That I can point at and say, hey, these people are actually doing this, and they're doing it out in the open, I suppose. And we can talk about that if you wish. Speaking of the hurricane, Hurricane Milton, of course, came and went last night, and lots of damage, millions without power this morning. I reached out to my daughter, Sarah, who is over in Palm Bay. Just moved into Palm Bay Friday. You moved in Friday. Happy homewarming, you know. She was hunkered down with Jake. Jake and the cats, Sarah, Jake and the cats were in the closet for many hours yesterday because it was tornado after tornado after tornado touching down in their town and all around them. And fortunately, none of them hit them. She gave me another text message last night. I don't know if the cell service is there this morning. I reached out to her this morning, and I haven't received a response, but there's a very good chance. Like I said, millions without power. And the cell sites, many cell sites may be down. The internet may be down in some of those things. They're talking about several days before getting the power back. It's going to be quite a racket there. But it wasn't quite as bad as they thought. I think by the time it got to her neighborhood, it was about a Category 1, maybe a little bit less than a Category 1. Lots of wind in the storm. And, of course, no storm surge in her neighborhood because it would be blowing the storm surge out. But the west, yeah, it ended up bypassing Tampa Bay, which was incredibly densely populated. So anyway, it's going to be a cleanup time. So we can have all sorts of conversations about that. As far as I know, I think she's okay. A lot of other people have written me and saying that their relatives are telling them that they're okay too. Maybe you can tell us your story. 770-5633-770-KMED. All right. So if you have a good weather conspiracy, go ahead and have at it. But all I'm just saying is that I want to leave open in our life that Mother Nature does have influence on this more than just about anything else we can come up with. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Vicki from the Applegate.
Hi, Vicki. Good morning, Vicki. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had a couple thoughts. First of all, quite a few years back, we had that, Japan had that really bad earthquake that caused the tsunami who killed a bunch of people.
And then the nuclear power plant went down very, very bad. Right.
Well, it actually affected the axis of the Earth. I think it was 9 degrees. It tilted.
I don't know if it was 9 degrees. It was a fraction of degrees. But, yes, it was detectable. If we had gone 9 degrees, we'd be, we would have had disasters all over the entire world. But
yeah, maybe it was like 3 or something.
Whatever, it's a very tiny amount, but still detectable. Yes.
Right. And my husband and I were watching TV, and we actually watched it live on the Weather Channel as it was happening. And we both noticed that ever since then, like where we're at in Southern Oregon, we get a lot more of Northern California heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like you said, Mother Nature is going to do what she's going to do. She's been doing it for billions of years. And I don't believe that they have the capability of actually creating hurricanes or tornadoes or any of that. I think I change the weather more than that. In my Indian heritage, I can come out and
hey, it's interesting.
In Princeton, it's raining. My daughter was here a couple years ago in February, and we were supposed to get like, I think a foot of rain, a foot of snow. And she said, Mom, you need to go out and do your snow dance because we barely had a dusting. And she actually wanted to stay an extra day.
So okay, well, I have to ask you, when you did the snow dance, did it snow?
I did my snow dance, and the next morning we woke up to over a foot of snow.
See, it works. Now, you know, you bring up actually another interesting aspect of the world that I don't know if it necessarily gets enough credit, because I do believe that our thoughts have power. Okay, honestly,
for sure.
You know, this is something that I believe. You know, thoughts, energy, patterns have. And could it be that even our, and this is just me spitballing. Okay, I'm no scientific expert on this. Okay, I'm just talking about this. This is Conspiracy Theory Thursday talk. All right,
right.
Could it be when we see massive destruction and massive world weather patterns that are disharmonious, could it be a physical manifestation of our own emotional state and where we find ourselves?
Well, you know, the mind is a very powerful thing. And just the fact that we only use 10% of our brain, there's a whole lot of brain left that, who really knows what it can do?
Yeah, it could be having a little bit of outside fun. Now, I know that may sound really crazy, but I know that there's a lot of talk that there are obviously weather machines. Could our own collective consciousness have some influence on weather? And arguably, the collective consciousness of the world overall is wound pretty tightly. Would that be a fair assessment? Thanks for the call, Vicky. Let me go. Now, see, there's a conspiracy. I can't prove it one way or the other. It's a theory. It is a theory, okay? Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. Who's this and what's on your mind? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Martin. And one thing that I heard on, of course, social media was that in North Carolina, in the mountain areas, there's a lot of lithium under there. And then I started thinking about it. It's like remembering back when the Chinese balloon went over the state. It exited North Carolina. I Googled it. Sure enough, the route hovered and stayed quite a bit of time over that region.
Hey, Martin, it's like, that's a great conspiracy. So the balloon and the lithium and everything else, I've not been able to connect that. There's a lot of lithium in all sorts of places, including here, even in Southern Oregon.
Absolutely.
But you're thinking so that for the electric battery industry, they destroy Asheville.
Maybe. And look at the poor response from our federal government. You know, so they want to create an impact there. It's just a thought, something to think about.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 770-5633. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Your weather theory. Your weather and climate theory. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This Bill. Jake, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can. Who's this?
This is Jake.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Dane Whittington has been following these planes. He watches everything that goes on in the air as far as aircraft. And there's these ones that go way out in the ocean, and they do these circles.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that and kind of started paying attention to him. And you know all this aluminum that we're having, the chemtrails.
The aluminum.
I'd log in and watch them turn it on and turn it off at the other end of the valley for years. Mm-hmm. Michael Moore, a guy from Hawaii that made the film, Where Do They Sprang Us With? And then they had a sequel. I don't remember seeing the sequel, but they killed him. There's just too much evidence that if you got metal in the air, you can do little things, just the little things. All you got to do is tweak it just a little bit. And then, as I understand, they're getting better at it.
Well, maybe they are. The only thing I would bring up, though, is that these individuals that are supposedly tweaking the weather, they also have to live with the results of it, don't they?
Yeah. They're the ones that want to enslave the planet, and they're desperate right now because... There's a man named Donald Trump that has the people at interest at heart.
All right. Jake, I appreciate the call. Like I said, I've received so much of this week, I'm actually going to let people, I'm going to let you do your thing this hour, okay? 770-5633. If you're on hold, we'll get right to your call. Conspiracy Theory Thursday, 627. You're on KMED.
Ready to sip your way into fall bliss? Come indulge at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Their spice pumpkin latte with the perfect blend of spices will warm your soul with every sip. Try their maple bourbon latte, a warm, cozy treat with a kick. And don't miss their caramel apple chai latte, warm and delicious caramel apple wrapped in chai spices. Artisan Bakery Cafe's fall drinks are a must try. Swing by today and savor the flavors of fall at Artisan Bakery Cafe in the shopping center next to South Fred Meyer. Indoor-outdoor seating available.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy. So if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
Randy Sparacino has served our community with distinction for over 30 years. I believe Randy's leadership and his management skills that he learned both as a chief of police and as the mayor of our largest city make him eminently qualified to do this. I'm Dave Dotterer, and I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon, ID 20676.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
629-770-5633. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And I'm just going to throw it open because the email box, many theories about weather, because we've had some pretty bad weather events here. And when I look at pretty bad weather events, to me, I'm a simple guy in this respect. I think that there is so much more influencing it than the George Soros globalist CIA weather machine, for lack of a better term, all right, or the HAARP technology, et cetera. I think there's just too many variables. Also, too many variables to be able to direct it to, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to hit those Hill people so that they can't vote for Donald Trump. You know, I mean, there's that going on. Of course, at the same time, it destroyed Asheville, which is filled with a lot of libtards. So, you know, where do we go? You know, both sides of the political aisle. Yeah, I know David Axelrod said that, you know, the libtards in Asheville will probably find a better way of voting for Kamala Harris than the hillbillies. Those gap-toothed hillbillies voting for Donald Trump up there in the hills will be able to, because they're just squashed up there. So, I don't know. Yeah. There's still a little bit of, in my opinion, stuff happens, okay? Especially weather. And it's been a little uppity weather deal. And the Reverend David writes me this morning, was talking about that. Bill, I still believe that we are experiencing effects of that undersea volcano in Indonesia. I know people don't want to talk about even just the natural effects of natural events. You know, you blast several trillion gallons of water vapor into the air, and there's going to be a reaction and a boost in temperature for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, after that. Well known. And this was one of those undersea volcanoes, and it doesn't really get too talked about. And then you combine that with the sun getting more active and a very high solar cycle. It's just all sorts of things, all sorts of things. You can't even predict the weather for a week or two with hyper accuracy, but yet we're thinking you punch a button and then you bring it all on. I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe they can. Maybe this is the real technology that was brought in by the aliens, and they just have to make it look natural. So most of the weather is kind of nice to put us to sleep, and then when they need to change an election, I don't know. I'll just go to the phones and get your opinion. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw here. Now you guys are just talking facts. Underwater volcanoes, sun flares. Come on now. I thought this was Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
I know. Well, that's all right. There's plenty of other conspiracies to go with this, but I tend to look at the Earth as a pretty complex structure. Just saying.
Well, so I'll give you my conspiracy theory.
All right.
We have multiple hurricanes going on right now because it's all orchestrated by the port dock workers to create panic, to empty all the store shelves, to prove that you really need them.
You know something, Michael, that's as good a theory as any. And in other words, you have the union climate change machine, right?
Absolutely. They're in charge. The government isn't.
Okay. Well, look at the way that both presidential candidates reacted to that dock strike, too. Boy, they were dancing around that one, weren't they? Tap dancing? Did you notice that? Both?
Oh, absolutely. This whole bit about fighting against automation, well, if it's not done here in those sort of labor-intensive jobs, it's going to be done somewhere.
Yeah.
So do they want all the ports and all the shipping to go to Canada?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very interesting question. Automation will not be resisted. It just won't be. And if there's a less expensive way than paying someone $250,000 a year to take their joystick and move the crane around and moving box to box to box, they'll do it. But you know what my sneaking suspicion is, why they're really against the automation aspect of it. Is that the more automation and surveillance that'll be going on at the on the docks? What happens to the smuggling business, you think?
I guess that sort of goes away, doesn't it?
Well, it makes it a lot more difficult, right? If you have computers that are sitting there monitoring and documenting everything coming and going, and I have no doubt that a lot of human trafficking, a lot of drugs, a lot of fentanyl, a lot of all sorts of bad things are brought in by those very same people that are saying, man, you know, you either give us a raise or we're going to crush you. Just saying.
Right.
Could be. All right. That's just a theory of mine. Just a theory of mine. But if you have it replaced with a lot of ring door cameras, connected to a computer, it's like all of a sudden, oh, we noticed you brought, 30 Asians out of that one container ship from Shanghai, et cetera, that kind of thing. And then they just melt into the L.A. area, for example, right. That kind of thing.
Well, I'm not a big fan of automation in everything.
I get
it. It's taking place, and labor-intensive jobs like that. Well, look what's happened with the automotive industry, how there used to be every person at every station putting on wheels and lug nuts and bolts and whatever else. And so much of that is automated now. So imagine what the cost of your standard Chevy would be if it was all done by human hands still.
Yeah, that's something. Not that the price is that much lower than it could be right now, but point well taken. And thank you for your non-conspiracy conspiracies. Okay. I like
it. Have a good week.
You too. Good morning. This is Bill. Who's this?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Bill. It's Francine.
Hi, Francine. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I just got done doing my little chicken voodoo thing here where I'm cutting toenails off of chicken feet to make broth. And and you guys are talking about all this stuff, and it's kind
of interesting. So you're doing your little witchy brew over there this morning,
huh? Witchy brew, yeah. Well, I take the toenails off because I give my dog the chicken feet. And she loves them, but they say not to the cook once the toenails aren't so good.
Oh, okay. So you're serious about that? I thought you were like kidding around. They're going, yeah, I'm sitting here around, bubble.
No, I'm making bone broth with chicken feet.
Oh, okay. So it's a real thing.
It's
okay.
Very
thank you.
Very rich in collagen.
Very good.
Makes some of the best broth. Okay. So, anyways, okay. Well, first of all, we know that how much the people that are in charge of things don't like us. We know all about the guidestones that they blew up because too many people knew about them, so they had somebody take them down because they were talking about how how only maybe 5 to 8% of humanity is all they really want to allow to be.
You know, keep it down to about 500 million, for crying out loud, you infectious humans,
that
right?
Was their number, 500 yeah. million. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, these are people that don't like us. They don't want us here. Why do you think they're vaccinating the heck out of us and creating all of these, you know, BS pandemics? And I mean, these people want us out of the way. So whether they can, I don't know that they can actually create a hurricane, but I do believe they have the capability of, you know, I can the way they started seeding clouds, you know, not 100 years ago.
Are you alluding to maybe nudging a hurricane, that kind of thing?
I think they might be able to. I'm not saying this is a fact, but they might be able to.
Yeah.
But another thing I wanted to mention, you know, because what's her name that called earlier about her? Vicky. Vicky called earlier talking about her, you know, Indian power.
Yeah.
And Native American power. And I want to say that, you know, the human mind is very powerful. And I have a little anecdote to tell you that actually involved me. I actually did something once without realizing I was going to do it. And it happened. I swear to you up and down, Bill, this is the absolute truth.
Okay? All right. Let's hear it.
All right. I was about 19, living in Southern California. And my friends and I, we drove up to Santa Rosa to go to the Santa Rosa County Fair. Okay. Ta-da. And we're wandering around. We don't have a lot of money. You know, we're having our fun thing. And all I had left was a pocket with a bunch of dimes. And we go by the milk bottle toss, you know. I go, oh, let me use up my dimes. Let's see how this goes. So me and my friends they're standing there watching me. And I reach in and I had about 10 or 12 dimes. And I'm tossing my dimes. Not one of them is going in the milk bottle, you know. And I get down to my last dime. And I look at this dime and I wanted it to go in really, really bad. I toss the dime. It hits the rim of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to bounce away. And I don't know. I just wanted it to go in so badly. And my friends witnessed this, and they looked at me like I was really weird. The dime stopped in midair and went back into the bottle. And I'm not BSing you.
So there we go. We're talking about some telekinesis or human consciousness affecting the physical world. Right.
And I've never been able to make it happen when I wanted it. Well, once I think I might have. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's got to be really sincere and not like, you know, I'm going to do this. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah. Well,
my point in bringing this up.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I have to say this. OK, we're dealing not only with people that hate and despise us. But these people, I mean, they do human sacrifices. They're satanic. They're horrible. You don't think these people can create things with their, you know, have the power to make really awful things happen?
Well, you know, the story about Satan, they say the best thing Satan ever did was trying to convince people he doesn't exist. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Point well taken. I appreciate the call. That's interesting. Interesting story on the, you know, now see, if you can only do it with the, you know, with the lotto machine, you know, when the lotto thing comes up and the balls are going up. Yeah. You know, that's what I want to work on. 6:39. If you are on hold, I will get right to you right after news. And it, like I said, it is just a wide open conspiracy theory Thursday first hour. Okay. Now coming up after 7 o'clock, this is going to be interesting. This is another Conspiracy Theory Thursday kind of guest. His name is John Richardson. John Richardson, he runs a site called Operation World Without Cancer, okay? And the studies now coming out that are indicating that male cancer deaths are, they're projecting them to double over the next 20 years or so. And, of course, he's an alternative treatment kind of guy and has found himself on the other side of the law, which makes him a very interesting guest for Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We'll have a little talk with him about those cancer deaths and what he's thinking coming up.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay. Enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
The Rogue Gardener, fertilizing your mind.
Adding some fertilizer to stimulate growth can be okay. I don't even do it anymore with trees and shrubs, but I do it with short-term crops, vegetables, annuals. Every day that you lose with those plants without having growth-type fertilizers to help them get growing, not established, because I'm not worried about the plant establishing in the hole. I want it to grow.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9. The Rogue Gardener on KMED, sponsored by Grange Co-op. Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Wednesday was the first day of testimony in the Negasi Zuberi trial in Medford. He's accused of kidnapping a Seattle prostitute and holding her in a makeshift cell in his garage. The alleged victim testified Wednesday, describing multiple rapes while shackled on the car trip from Seattle to Klamath Falls and her eventual escape from the cell. She was found by a Depot Bay tourist while running down the street looking for help. A powerful X-class solar flare could make it possible to see the northern lights over Oregon tonight. A rating of 7 on the KP index is needed for Oregon to see the aurora borealis, and current predictions are for a KP 8. The latest batch of voters registered incorrectly through the state's motor voter program may have been discovered too late to stop them from receiving ballots for the upcoming election. The Oregon Association of County Clerks says those 302 ballots have been inactivated and will not be counted. They say the clerks will follow state and federal laws to count every eligible ballot. Bill London, KMED.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Deborah.
And this is our TimberTech story. We built the TimberTech deck. The deck floats into the landscape and looks like real wood. We did it all ourselves.
It was fun to just kind of figure it out. And we're still married.
Still married. TimberTech lets us enjoy a space and an experience that we couldn't ever enjoy before.
Feels like a new lease on our house. It's like a really special place in New York now.
The Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Come in soon.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
It's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Bob Shan wrote me. By the way, the email bill at BillMyersShow.com and says, hey, Bill, the Atlanteans are behind the weather. They're at war with the surface dwellers. That's a good one, Bob. You know, around here, though, it wouldn't be the Atlanteans. It would be the Lemurians. Remember, the Lemurians. Lemurians here, Southern Oregon, Northern California. Legend has it that they live inside of Mount Shasta. Remember, there was a Democratic Party candidate was running against Greg Walden a number of years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And she was all over the Lemurian theory that the Lemurians were inside Mount Shasta. And then as she's running against Greg Walden, they ended up going back on the web and scrubbing all of those references to the Lemurians off of her material. I thought that was pretty interesting, though. All right, let me go to Gregory. Hello, Gregory. How are you doing this morning on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
Yes, thank you for accepting my call today, Bill.
You bet. You want to make a couple points. Go ahead. A
couple points about the possible voting. If the people on the East Coast were not able to get their vote in, would that roll the current president over and possibly leading us into involvement in war? And my final point being, do you have any sound themes from the Outer Limits over there? Thank you.
I can find that. I bet I do hear the Outer Limits. I think it's for the Marquettes. I think I have that in my. I'll find it in my iPod, my old school iPod. As far as affecting the election and rolling us over into war, I think war is kind of baked into the cake anyway, Gregory. I really do. I think war is that the system. There are enough people, enough collective consciousness, and let's face it, the Western democracies, or what's left of a representative republic, they're overextended. They're deeply into debt. They really don't know what they're going to do about this, by the way. They really don't. So there's only a couple of ways that, two or three ways, I think, that they can ultimately fix this. One, you can inflate the currency to nothing. That tends to cause problems, and politicians' heads are put on a spike, you know, that kind of thing. You can also just have a jubilee in which say, hey, if, in other words, just an out-and-out open default, open default by the nations with their currencies. That causes its own set of problems, too, politically and elsewhere. Or you have a nice little splendid war. Nice little splendid war in which there's all sorts of emergencies and all sorts of things. People will accept all sorts of things when, you know, as soon as them, as soon as the them or the they are after you. And then, you know, it ends up papering over all sorts of problems. Kind of feels that's where they want to take it. And yet that's a big problem because, the Democrats actually seem to be the pro-war party, more of a pro-war party this time around. And President Trump, for all of his other foibles, if you think he has foibles, you know, that sort of thing, does tend to not want to have too many wars going on. That's a problem. That's a problem, especially when the plates are spinning and starting to fall off a little, the little sticks. Just saying. All right. Continuing with your call, 770-5633. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Anomalous.
Hello?
Hello. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What was your name again?
Anomalous, if that's okay.
Anonymous it shall be. Go ahead.
Not anonymous, but anomalous.
Oh, anomalous instead. Okay, so you're an anomaly. Sure. Here we go.
Well, I don't know that I am, but I've witnessed one, and I'd like to share this.
Please.
And understand, I realize this is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and conspiracy theories are generally born of the unconscious. And I had a dream, and I'm not generally in the habit of speaking extemporaneously or sharing my dreams publicly, but I had a strange one. A really strange one, one that you might appreciate, is about the nature of the electromotive force. And there's two ways to arrive at it, the EMF. One is when a conductor is moving relative to a magnet, and one when the magnetic field is moving relative to a conductor. And there's two different equations for this, negative N delta phi over delta T. The takeaway is that change of magnetism over the change in time. Now, that's in the first condition. The other condition, where a magnet is moving relative, no, I'm sorry, when a conductor is moving relative to a magnet, it's VBL. Velocity, B, the magnetism, the north field, L, and the length.
Okay, and what was your dream, though, about the formula? I don't want to get too deep into the formula because you're losing a lot of
really
people.
Short,
you know?
Really short. Time equals velocity length, and that's not what the books say. You take out the magnetic component, and you're left with time equals velocity length, and I'm shaking just thinking about it. I thought you guys should know.
Okay, so do you think time is speeding up? Is that what you're implying?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the nature of that thing, but thinking about these conditions. Conditions are much more important than cause and effect. Oh, people, consider this deeply. Please, conditions. Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm going to have to think about your call for a while. It's probably one of those things I'll have to go back and re-listen to it for a few times and maybe run that formula myself. I don't know if I have enough coffee in me to be able to handle that kind of formula at this time of morning. But anyway, but I appreciate the call. Really, I do. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Bill, Ron Smith, Grants Pass.
Hello, Ron. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How is the student council race going up in Josephine County?
Now, I say
that affectionately because I have to tell you, between the sign stealing and everything else that's been going on, it's just kind of, it's kind of like... Yeah, she was a meanie. He was a meanie, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that way.
In politics, that stuff happens. I wanted to respond to the hurricanes in the eastern part of the country. Not so much the weather modification, but the federal government's response to it. To me, we spent billions on foreign countries, but we don't have the money to help our own people. That's a shame, isn't it?
And I would honestly think it's a fraud. More than it even is a shame.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. But we seem to be more concerned with the welfare of people in foreign lands than people in our own country. We're more concerned with the borders in Israel and Ukraine than we are with our own borders. Is that really where we want to be with our federal government?
No, actually it's not. And it does sort of show how the governing class really... Well, of course, I understand then why they want such open borders, because they need a more pliable people, because, you know, the people aren't looking at what they're doing and saying, hey, you know something? I really do want you taking care of Ukraine and Israel's border and Jordan's problems way more than I'm concerned about our own problems here. That's really what we want you to do, right?
Yeah, it's funny. They want to go to this popular vote. Why don't we have a popular vote from the people on what we want the federal government to do? You know, instead of taking care of foreign land. They've spent so much money and printed so much money, it's devalued our currency, and we're suffering through this inflation. Nobody wants to seem to talk about that.
By the way, inflation report came out this morning. And did you see that or hear about that? It just came out like
at
5:30 this morning. Let me see if I can dig that. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take a look at it for the my stack is. Oh, here we go. Got it. Now this is from the New York Times, which means it must be true. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Well, all right, but it is a federal report. Consumer price index inflation data released today showing that price increases did not moderate as much as expected in September, although they have still cooled significantly over the past 2 years. Overall inflation, 2.4%, down slightly from 2.5% previously, more than 2.3% that economists had forecast. Now, you're a smart man here, Ron, okay? I'm just going to ask you. When they talk about core inflation, they talk about all these other things. What don't they include? Do you know what they don't include in this?
The most important one is that's energy. They just don't include that. They don't include our food. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That shows you how much the federal poobahs love you when the two major expenses that you must have as a regular schlub out there in the United States of America, well, we can't track the price of that because it's too volatile. All right.
Yes.
So think about that we know that the grocery prices in the grocery store have gone up 25% over the last 3-4 years. That's serious inflation. And it's not like it's gone back down. Some of them have moderated and gone back down. But overall, it's, you know, it used to be that $100 worth of groceries, what you needed the whole car to fill it up. And now it's like, I think a 12-year-old can lift out the bag or two, especially if you have any protein. You have protein in the grocery bag, you're done. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're in an odd time in America. I think it's a very important. Probably this election is probably the most important election in our lifetime in our history.
They've always said that before, and you kind of start poo pooing it. But it almost seems as like this is the choice between: do you want a country? Do you want to stop the bleeding and try to reform some of this? Because even Trump's not going to be able to fix everything. There's too much rot.
But what he does bring to the table is an American first policy that really is absolutely imperative at this time. Instead of having a foreign lands policy first before the American people, we need to focus on making things right here in our country and in our counties and our cities. Our problems are not going to go away unless we focus on our problems instead of other people's problems.
Yeah, and praying for grant stream funding to come from the federal government is not going to help Jackson or Josephine County. Just not long term.
I'm not a grant type of guy because granted, but other people's money used to steer you in a direction they want you to go.
All right, how's the race going for county commission? By the way, how do you think?
I think it's going very good. I'm endorsed by the Josephine County Republican Party, and my opponent is endorsed by the Josephine County Democratic Party. So I think there's a big difference between the two of us.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely a difference of worldview. Okay, all right, Ron, appreciate the call. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Bill. You have a great day.
You too. Now. 770-5633.
Joel here from Motherford and Truck Center, and I got a couple unbeatable Joel specials on Ford trucks this month. Number one special is an all-new F-150 4x4 for only $377 a month. It's a 36-month lease, which means you get to drive it for 3 years, come back, and trade it in on a new one for only $377 a month for a Ford F-150 4x4. Hey, pay a little more per month, and you can supersize your Ford truck to F-350 four-wheel drive diesel. That's only $555 a month for a 36-month lease, and that's my second truck special this month. When you think Ford, I want you to think Butler Ford. Come down and see me in Ashland, because no one knows how to make a better deal on new Ford F-150 Super Duty or SUV than me. That's probably why Butler Ford is the highest Google-rated Ford dealership in Oregon. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where we got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and super low payment.
36-month leases for $7,500 cash or trade, due assignee, excluding tax, license, title of 250, dealer, dock fee, on stock numbers 59835 and selling price of 5172, and stock number 59809 and selling price of 69710. After all rebates and discounts on approved credit and Ford credit financing, see dealer for details.
I'm Rick Dyer, Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for over 10 years, and I've watched Randy as a leader, as the chief of police for Medford and as Medford mayor, and worked with him on several issues that I know are important to the residents of Jackson County, and I trust his leadership. I'm Rick Dyer, and I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon, ID 20676.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish. Lithia Body and Paint presents the Travel Report on KMED.com. Check it for changing road conditions, road cams, and gas prices throughout our region. The Travel Report is on KMED.com, brought to you by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
You know, I was talking about inflation and so much more with Ron Smith just a couple of minutes ago. And I was just thinking, hey, you know, if you really want to fight some inflation, you need to find a way to save a buck or two. And we can do this. We can help you here out of KMED with OregonEDeals.com, OregonEDeals.com. Now, as an example, Cartwright's Market, which I love Cartwright's Market. You know, there's nothing better. To me, there's nothing better. There's no better date night than a Cartwright's Market ribeye steak that Linda has lovingly grilled and then with a baked haddie and salad, you know, that sort of thing. But you can get $100 worth of meat at Cartwright's for $85. $85. So it's an instant cutback, you know, with inflation that is just driving you nuts. Go ahead and, you know, go to Oregon E-Deals and get that. Diner 62, $25 worth of Diner 62 for $16. Freddy's Diner, $25 for $14. I mean, it's almost half price. It's like eating two for one over at Freddy's Diner. And I got to tell you that Friday night, prime rib, smoked prime rib. Man, I did that one time. That is so good, all right? And if you need to fix your vehicle, there's American Wrencher Garage, $75 worth of work for $40, all right? Artisan Bakery Cafe, you can get a lot of beignets, $25 worth at $15. Wonderful bread, too. So much thing. So much going on there. Barbecue House, go to OregonEDeals.com and then just start saving money with local people, all right? It works out really well. 770-5633. It's a Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Hello, Bill. Tom here.
Hi, Tom. What are you thinking?
Well, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the hope, joy, and change conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked the camel, what would you change or what would be different from your administration than Biden's? And she said, I wouldn't change a single thing.
Yeah, she told that to Sonny on The View the other day. Just an astounding tone deafness, I would think, but, you know.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I remain completely mystified why people out there are even considering voting for World War III with Ukraine and what? Another proxy war in the Middle East and wide open borders in this rampant inflation that we're all under. And that's basically what she's all for.
Well, could it be, though? I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to, you know, get inside these people's heads, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
But could it be, though, that it's about the feels, once again, the feels, and, you know, as far as they're concerned, even though there have been some problems overall, they kind of like the progressive progression, so to speak, you know, and she's just kind of the avatar of those feelings. And so it's not about, you know, literally how things are being affected on the ground, but it's overall, you know, we're marching forward, you know, becoming, unburdened by what does she always say? Unburdened by the past, the unburdened thing. You know that.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just mystified why people can't just look around to see what happened in the last 4 years.
Or it could be just fluoridation in the water in many of these areas that has,
lead in the pipes.
Lead in the pipes. Yeah, that kind of thing. Lead in the pipes over at ABC, CBS, and NBC television, too, you know, for that matter. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my mind is just staggered to think that people want more of the same. This thing about World War III looming, I mean, poking the bear, I mean, it's so insane. I haven't met anybody around here. It's all for World War III. I keep talking with people and so forth.
Remember, though, how they went after Donald Trump. And I think that was it was one of the worst things I ever saw happen, because one of the things you would like to do with people who have nuclear weapons is to have them be calm, cool, and collected. about things,
yes.
Right? Not have everybody not be nervous about this, because it's like, yes, Russia, we don't like your system. Putin, you're obviously an autocrat, but it's okay. You know, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to bother with that. Okay. Let's not, I'm not going to smack you with a hard stick and you stay out of my business. Right. And I think that's kind of where Donald Trump was coming from. And that was called just cool statesmanship, and everything else now seems to be doing everything to try to crush Russia. And so what you're going to do is crush Russia, and then you push Russia in the hands of communist China. And it's like everything you don't want to do normally.
Yeah, it's an absolute racket and I see that the Camel and her gang has been putting Trump down because he goes and talks to those nasty dictators. Well, that's what you want to do. You go to these people, you look them in the eye, and you talk and you discuss and you work things out. He was active that way. That the Camel, oh no, we're just going to keep poking the bear, poking the China bull and so forth and so on.
Yeah, we're just going to have your we're just going to blow up your pipeline and you're never going to do anything to us about that, right? You're never going to use those hypersonic missiles on us. You wouldn't dare, right? Because you will fear our diversity and inclusion in the military. Okay.
I was driving out to Jacksonville and on Main Street there, and there's some guy. It has this whole 100 feet of fence line there lining the road. And I don't know, it's worth going by to take a camera picture of it, but it's all pro-Harris and all anti-Trump. And one of the signs, I was driving by, I couldn't read any of it except for one sign. It says, hate won't make America great again. And I just wonder, people like him, you know, they're projecting everything on Trump. And some people are saying with Trump that he's too much of a male father figure or something. If you have any father problems, you're going to hate Trump.
You got to understand, though, I swear the Democratic Party is largely populated by people with daddy issues, really.
That seems to be the case.
No rules. No, we don't want any rules. Don't tell me what to do. I'm not going to do it. You're the patriarchy. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I always love your call, Tom. I'll take one more before news, and then we're going to be talking about cancer. A cancer person is going to be talking about a recent study, and we'll get to the bottom of that a bit, at least I hope. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello, hello. Here, I'll try one more time. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Okay, I guess we lost them for whatever reason. Could be someone on a bad cell there, too. We'll have a little more open phones a little bit later in the show, okay? It's 4 minutes after 7. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Town Hall News is coming up. And then I'm going to have an interesting conversation with John Richardson. John Richardson runs a website, Operation World Without Cancer. .com. And some interesting studies coming out, and what's going on here? We'll kick it around.